taxi, taxi, taxi.
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there, Chuck's the name, Chuck Edwards. You can say what you like about my buddy Red, but when he gets involved, he gets involved. Yeah, like the time he falls in love with the flower child. Yeah, that's right, the hippie chick. Now I suppose you has these same nutcases in South Africa, just like we has them here in the States. So I suppose you know the characters I mean. Anyways, it all started one day down on the rank. I am sitting there waiting for a fare, when Red comes burning up in his jalopy like he is late for his own funeral.
Hey, hey, what's with you, Red?
Gee, I had to tell you.
So tell me, what?
Wait till I get my breath back. Phew.
So what happened? Come on, a bank robbery?
Huh?
What did you have to tell me?
Oh, that. Yeah, well.
So?
Don't rush me.
Will you tell me what all the rush is about? I can't stand the suspense.
I am in love. Did you hear me?
I heard you. Is that what all the schmuzzle was about?
I have just seen the girl of my dreams.
Knowing the kind of dreams you has, no wonder you're out of breath. Okay, what's her name?
I don't know.
You don't know? How'd you meet her?
Who says I met her? I saw her. Just like that, she was gone.
Oh, you mean she saw you?
No.
So why else would she move so fast?
Listen, stop kidding, Chuck. This is it.
What?
This is the real thing.
Ah, you seize a dame for 1 second, just like that, and it is the real thing?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you know if you didn't speak to her?
This thing is bigger than weights. It is bigger than the Empire State Building. It is bigger than, it is...
Yeah, okay, I got the picture, so?
What do you mean, so?
So what? That's what I mean. After all, you told me yourself you only saw her for a second. Yeah, and you didn't meet her and you don't know her name.
These are just minor details.
Oh, minor.
Yeah, true love conquers all. I'm going to find out who she is, and I'm going to marry her.
Just where did you see her?
At this meeting in Times Square.
What meeting?
Well, there was this meeting in Times Square. You know, you read all about it in the papers.
The only meeting I read about was this meeting of the hippies, you know, the flower children.
Yeah, that's it. Flower power. Love, not war. You know all that jazz.
And she was watching the meeting?
No, she was in the meeting.
You has fallen in love with a flower child?
Yeah, and that's how I'll meet her and find out who she is.
How?
Well, I couldn't expect a hippie switched on chick like that to go for a square like me.
So?
So I'm gonna become a flower child. As of this moment, I am a hippie.
Yeah, that's right. You heard. A hippie yet. Kowalski yet. I ask you with tears in my eyes. I tried to talk some sense into the big nut, but I couldn't. Nah, he was set. He had made up his mind. Ha! Mind, that's a laugh. He is convinced that he is in love with this broad, whoever she is. And he is also convinced that he hasn't got a chance of even getting to first base with her unless he is a hippie, too. So, he is gonna be a hippie. Ah, but Red...
But me, no buts. I am confined.
Huh?
Convinced. Yeah, that's the word. And not only that, my mind is made up.
But listen, these flower children don't wash.
So from now on, I won't wash.
anyways. You'd never pass for a flower child. They has long hair and beards.
So?
So your hair is about a quarter of an inch long in the longest places.
So I'll buy a wig and I'll stop shaving.
You'll buy a wig?
Yeah. Then I'll hang around where these crumbs hang out. You know, Greenwich Village way, till I see her again. I couldn't miss that long, blonde hair. It was right down over her shoulders. Gee, she was beautiful. Even if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm gonna find her.
Now, look, Red, I know how it is. It happens to all of us. Ah, you see a dame in a crowd for a second, then she's gone. Ships that pass in the night. That's life. Forget it. Forget about her. Look, she ain't your type anyway. A flower child dame. Come on, come on. You and me will go and have a couple of beers. In the morning, things will look different, huh?
The only things that will look different in the morning is that my beard will be one day long and I'll be wearing a wig.
Well, guys and dolls, that was that. I mean, so much you can argue and then no more. He had made up his tiny little hand-sewn mind that this was the only dame for him. So off he goes, right away that afternoon, to buy a wig. Ha! A wig yet?
Yes, sir. Step right inside, sir. Don't be shy, sir. Have a seat.
No, thanks. I didn't come in for a seat.
Silly Billy. I meant sit down.
Oh, thanks.
I meant on the chair.
Oh. Maybe I better stand. Gee, I never knew this would be so embarrassing.
Embarrassing, silly Billy. We all wear them these days. You'd never guess this was a piece, would you?
No, but I'd spot that wig anywhere.
You're not supposed to stand so close.
Well, you see, I don't want no one else to know what I've come in for.
Oh, listen, sugar. This is a wig shop. We sell air pieces, wigs, that's all. Once you stepped through that door, everyone knew what you came for.
They did?
They did. So stop being a silly Billy. Now, what's color?
My natural color.
What is your natural color?
This.
That?
This.
You can't be serious.
Certainly. It's sort of red.
Oh, get you. You must be joking.
Now listen, mister.
All right, no need to get insulting. Well, if anyone had told me that was natural. Oh, well. I'm afraid we haven't got that, that shade in stock.
Gee. What am I going to do?
Well, try something else. The change is as good as a rest, they say. We'll see what suits you. Now, first of all, just let me get your size.
19.
19 what?
My neck. Size 19.
Very interesting. But I thought you wanted a wig, not a cloak. It's your head size I want. Now then, just let me run this tape measure around your head. Ooh. Goodness me.
What's the matter?
Your neck size is 19 inches?
Yeah. So?
Oh, no, nothing. Well, I'll see what we've got in a 15-inch wig.
Yeah, my buddy Red. The only guy I know who is 19 around the neck and 15 around the head. Anyway, after a few minutes, the assistant guy comes back.
Now then, let's just try this. Just sit down over there in front of the mirror, then you can get the general effect as well.
Oh, okay.
Now, let's see. Just get your ear out of the way a little. Now, just keep still. How about that? Fits about right.
No, it's too short.
Yes, well, that's normal length, I can assure you.
Look, I didn't explain very well at the start. I want a long wig.
Oh.
Down to my shoulders.
Down to your shoulders?
Yeah. And I don't like this color.
It's black.
I don't like it. Fetch me something else. But long, down to here. Okay?
My goodness, you do meet all types in this job.
Well, guys and dolls, Red finally got his wig. But the first I knew about it was late that night. I'd picked up Myrtle after work, and we had a bite of supper out and gone to a movie. We must have got back around 11. That's when Red's wig hit us, together with all the rest. But let me tell you from the beginning. Me and Whittle opens the door. That was the beginning. And it was also the end. The living end.
Gee, that was a swell movie. Thanks, Chuck.
Ah, that was a pleasure, honey.
Hi!
Ah! Hey, what the...
Welcome to the pad, Daddy-O. I'm Myrtle-O.
Red!
For Pete's sake, what are you doing?
Like I am, having a happening.
A one-man happening?
It's a small happening. It's a hap. Come in, sit down on my mattress, relax.
Hey, why have you dragged your mattress into the living room?
Because it ain't a living room, it's a pad. And all us hippies, we live like this.
Hippies? What you got on your head?
Oh, that? Well, that's my new hair.
Platinum blonde?
This was all they had in my size and was long enough. So what's so funny?
If you think that ain't funny, oh boy.
What's funny? So tell me what's funny?
I'll tell you. You with blonde hair down to your shoulders, sitting in the middle of a mattress on the floor, smoking a pipe, that's what's funny. Hey, Red, why are you smoking a pipe?
All us hippies smoke it. It's to make you high. It's tea.
Tea? Where'd you get hold of drugs?
Who said anything about drugs? This is tea. Tea leaves. Oh, I think I've had enough. Don't seem to make me high. It tastes horrible.
What kind of a fruitcake are you? What do you think you're doing?
Well, it's all for love.
Love?
Yeah. See, I saw this flower child dame and I fell in love. Just like that. Now, I don't know her or who she is or nothing. So I figures the only way to get to know her is to be a flower child, too. Then I can mingle with the hippies. And as I ming, I'm bound to see her sooner or later.
Gee.
Now, I figured she wouldn't fall in love with me if she met me the way I was. That's too square for a flower child dame. So I bought me this wig, and I'm busy getting hip. So I don't sound like a square when I meet her.
Oh, brother. I need a drink.
Yeah, honey, I know just how you feel.
Hip.
Now, you relax, and I'll pour you one. You sit down before the shock makes you fall down.
Hey, sure you don't want to share my mattress?
No, thanks.
How's that?
That's fine.
Hey, I think I'll have one, too. That tea didn't make me high.
Okay, be my guest.
Thanks.
Okay, honey, cheers.
Love, not war.
Now I think you better see me home. I've had enough shucks for one night.
No, don't go now, Myrtle-O. The joint's gonna start jumping. I'll pour you another drink.
He's gone out of his mind at last.
Not a very far journey, either. You know, it's amazing what love can do to a guy sometimes.
Don't seem to do nothing to you.
You want me to start acting like that?
How about you two, squares?
Not for me. I gotta drive Myrtle home.
Home, Daddy-O. You're cutting the scene. We're just getting grooving here.
I'm worried about him.
Don't worry. By tomorrow, he'll have another couple of snorts and have such a hangover, he'll have forgotten all about little Miss Flowerchild.
You think so?
I know so.
What's all the muttering about? This is drink time. Come on, Myrtle. You ain't driving.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Okay, might as well keep him company.
Cheers.
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 I am a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, well, do you mind not kissing me?
But I love everybody.
You don't have to go around kissing everybody.
No?
No, just tell him that's enough.
Okay, Chuck. Chucky-O, I love you, my old buddy-o.
Oh, Reddy-O, that's great. We'll be very happy together.
And I love Myrtle-O. But more than anyone, I love Miss, whatever her name is.
I don't think I should have had that second drink. It's gone right in my head.
Tomorrow, I will find her, wherever she is, and I will say, Miss, whatever her name is, I love you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And she will say, and I love you too, Reddy-O.
It's so beautiful.
And we will get married and live happy ever after.
Why, Red? That's beautiful.
Yeah. ain't it?
Will you knock it off, you two? Come on, Michael. I better see you home before we all get arrested.
Come over here, McBanana, and have a look at this.
Oh, the pain and anguish.
What is it?
It's the taxman. He's throwing a tantrum because of the millions of rand he has to give back to the taxpayers in July.
The pain, the pain.
Aye, well, I hope all those taxpayers will be canny and invest their tax saving in the Tau Building Society subscription shares, where their money can work for them.
Foiled again.
And NBS subscription shares are tax-free, too. Ask any banana.
This is an evening spot about an important morning food. We know your family is the number one family in your life. That's why we say it's important to give them South Africa's number one wheaten breakfast, Weet-Bix. There's whole wheat energy for the whole day in Weet-Bix. Wholesome Weet-Bix. Best-selling Weet-Bix. Essential Weet-Bix.
Well, guys and dolls, I managed to break up laughing by and my broad and I got Michael home. She cried all the way because it was so sad. When I finally got back to our apartment and found Red passed out on the mattress, I felt like crying too. Gee, I never seen that joint look such a mess. I mean, at the best of times it does look a mess, but this was really something. Next morning, Red woke before me. I know, because his groaning woke me up.
Ooh. What's wrong?
Ooh.
Where are you?
Don't shout.
Come in here to the bedroom.
Oh, boy. Good morning, flower child.
Ooh.
And how are you feeling this bright morning?
Ooh.
Is that all you're going to do for the rest of your life, groan?
Ooh.
Sit down.
I daresn't. I'm scared my head'll fall off.
Don't worry, that wig will keep it on. Come on, sit down.
Oh, I shouldn't have sat down.
Now, look, you better go and have a cold shower. I'll make you some black coffee. You'll feel better. Then we can go to work and forget all about it.
Go to work? Forget about it? About her? Never! Oh, never. Never.
You ain't still on this love kick, are you?
I dreamed about her all last night. I think her name is Monica.
Why?
I dreamed her name was Monica.
Ha, 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 you dreamed that Monica was Monica.
Don't confuse me. I'm going to have a drink.
Okay. Are you crazy at this time of the morning?
We flower hippies are always high.
Look, already you got the highest hips in the world. Go and have a shower.
Besides, yesterday I was too late to buy the proper clothes. I'm going to do that this morning. To buy those kind of clothes, you need courage. I'm going to have a drink.
Huh. I just hope he finds this broad before he ends up on Skid Row. With him, anything can happen. Well, guys and dolls, 15 minutes later, Red was ready to leave. And he left. And he made his way down to where they sell them kind of clothes.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you? Walk this way.
Walk that way? Gee. Hey. Haven't I seen you before?
Oh, I don't think so.
Gee, that's funny. There's a guy just like you works in a wig shop on the other side of town.
Oh, have you met Clarence? He's my brother. I suppose there is a slight resemblance. I'm the good-looking one, though, of course. Now, how can I help you, sir?
Well, do you mind if I come a little closer and whisper?
Not at all.
What I want?
What is it?
What I wanted to buy. I wanted to buy some of those...
Gee, that strong aftershave you use, isn't
some
it?
Of those way-out clothes.
If you don't mind, I'll stand over here. Oh, my head. Did you say way-out clothes?
Well, you know, them shirts with things wrote on them.
Oh, those, yes. Well, we have some beauties, of course. Now, wait, just let me show you. Stand there. For instance, there's this one. Now, there's a beaut.
I love the world, starting with you, blue eyes. Gee, I couldn't wear that.
But these are the very latest thing.
Yeah, but when I meet her, she might have brown eyes. Then I'm finished. No, I was thinking of something like, love, not war.
That's pretty old hat these days. Now, what about this? Candy is dandy, but love won't harm your teeth.
I don't get it.
You don't have to. Just wear it. They'll get it.
No, no. Besides, you know, the printing is too high. My hair will hide it.
You got to be kidding. That's hair?
I wear a wig.
Ah.
A long wig.
Ah.
So I need something with the printing down here. Down
there?
Yeah.
Well, it will have to be something really hip, won't it? Get it down there, hip. Oh, never mind. Something tells me this just isn't going to be my day.
Well, guys and dolls, Red finally settles for a shirt with no writing on it. No, just flowers of every color you can think of. Imagine that. Yeah. Hey, he also bought a pair of Indian moccasins. Yep. And something else. Beads. Yeah, that's right, guys and dolls. Beads. Then he must have gone back to the apartment and got dressed up in this lot. Oh, not forgetting the wig. The first I knows is when his cab draws up at the rank. Now, I have already been onto the office by way of Muerto and told them that he was sick. But until I saw him, oh boy, I didn't know how sick.
Hi, Chuck.
You gotta be kidding. Rad?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
Gee.
Listen, Chuck, I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. But listen, first of all, do me a favor and just stand over there a little, will you? A little too early in the day for me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Whew.
You see, I've been trying to get high, to get courage to go and find her. But it didn't work.
Now, look, Red, old buddy boy. Now, why not forget the whole thing, huh?
Never will I forget the whole thing. I will love her until the day I die. If not longer.
Oh, boy. Ah, okay. Now, what do you want me to do?
I want you to drive me while I go down to Greenwich Village and look for her.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's better than you driving, but, hey, listen, how about the job?
Please, Chuck. You are my buddy. Ain't you?
Red, when you looks like that, I ain't so sure.
Please, Chuck.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, gee, thanks, Chuck.
Hey, on one condition.
Sure.
You sits in the back. I don't want no one to think that I know you.
Okay.
Hello, Michael. Cap 13 calling control.
Hello, Chuck. Come in, honey. What's the wind on Red?
Well, that's why I called. It's kind of hard to explain, but... just cover for me for the next hour or so, will you, honey?
Something wrong?
No, no, there's nothing wrong, sweetie. I'll explain when I see you. Bye.
Well, all right. But I'm warning you, Chuck Edwards, if you try to...
For once, I cut her off before she cut me off. Well, I drove down the village way where all these flower children hippie lugs hang out. And for an hour, I drives around. How about that dame? She's got blonde hair.
Huh? No, no, this was blonder.
Oh. That one? That's blonder.
No, hers was longer. Gee, Chuck, I feel terrible. Maybe I shall have another drink.
Oh, no, we ain't stopping for no drinks. We are gonna find this dame. Or at least we are gonna spend another 15 minutes. If we don't find her then, I am going back to the rank.
You can't do that.
You try and stop me. It's bad enough that one of us has flipped his lid. Somebody here has to keep things going normal. I am just hoping that when you meet this broad, you will realize you has been making a big ape out of yourself.
Never. Never!
Wait. What?
That's her. Over there. It's the same striped sweater.
How can you recognize her from the back?
That's her, I tell you. I only saw her from the back. It's her, my love, the same bell-bottom slack. Stop the car, stop!
Okay. Well, Red is out of that back door of the cab almost before I can pull over to the curb. I reckons I had better go with a big lug to sort of explain to the dame. He dodges through the people towards this broad who is walking with her back towards us. I must say from the back, gee, I ain't never seen such long blonde hair in my life. Finally, he gets up behind her. And I am just behind him. He taps the dame on the shoulder. And she turns round.
Listen, lady. You don't know me, and I don't know you. But I saw you 2 days ago, and I bought all these clothes and this wig. And, well, lady...
Who are you calling, lady? Watch your dirty or I'll punch you right in the snoot.
Oh, no. Chuck!
Yeah?
It's a guy!
Here she is, listeners. Lovely film star, Lotta Lake.
Hello there.
Lotta, what is your success secret?
Von Ribbeck Instant Coffee. It's dark, rich roasted, and coarse-grained to lock in all the strength and flavor.
But how did Van Riebeck make you a famous star, Lotta?
Well, you know my fourth and present husband, the big movie director. He'd do anything for a cup of coffee or coffee. Wouldn't you, honey?
Yeah, Van Riebeck goes down strong, baby.
Hoe beroof van mij goed, mijn. Makkelijk. Sleep nader na, vriend van in die kuiknie en gaps een van zijn Benson and Hedges. Hij zal niet omgeen, nie. Hij weet dat pakkie Benson and Hedges is een goudmijn van rijk verginnische tabakgeur. En dat ik genot wat het biedt zekerlijk gul genoeg is om te deel. Gewonder Benson and Hedges is reeds die langformaat verginnische filters gered, maar die snelste groei ter wereld niet. Mensen stem die wereld duurzaam. Je rook rijk man met Benson and Hedges.
How about that, huh? At least I want to tell you, Flower Child Kowalski was back to his usual self in 10 seconds flat. But it was a long time before I let him hear the end of that. Mind you, with things the way they are today, I grant you that sometimes it is hard to tell the difference. But fancy seeing a dame from a distance and falling in love and finding out it's a guy. I ask you.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Oh, boy. Well, that just about wraps it up for this week, guys and dolls. So long. Hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Before you get stuck on a lonely road, remember the prevention. Remember Mobil Super Can. Mobil Oil Super, the multigrade that stays on form all the way. So travel with Mobil Oil Super, just in case.
Taxi was written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed for Sonovision Studios by David Gooden.
You're tuned to Springbok Radio. The time is exactly 8:15.
Springbok Sunday Play.